Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I don't know why the calendar information doesn't have the correct number in it, so I apologize.
Really? Yeah, I'm looking at the one that they sent you, and it had 712775. Oh, had the incorrect code.
No worries. We ran into this last time and I thought I corrected it, but obviously I didn't. So what I'm going to do after the call is I'm just going to write it down so I can put it in my contacts. So the number I need to call is 712-775. And what's the last four?
8972
972. And the code is
518 402.
okay.
And I sent you an email on it, just to be sure.
Okay, I apologize. Honestly, I'm a mess right now. I got so much going on that honestly,
Positive things?
yeah, I mean, growth is positive, but it's just yeah, there's a lot of great stuff going on, but honestly, kind of involved in a relationship that's challenging me. But
Okay.
anyway, it's all good. I'm doing great, and I hope to heck you are.
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. I've got no complaints. Look, for your benefit, this is what I'm happy to do is go with our scheduled call or move it to Friday if you think you'll have kind of a clearer head and can be focused. So it's up to you.
Well, usually I don't take advantages of courtesies like that, but in this case, I think it's going to be better if we do it because I've been working on a good thing, a real good thing,
Okay.
business, but it's been chaos this morning. And so what time you want me to call you?
Okay, so if you wanted to do it on Friday, is that what
Well,
you're
hold
saying?
it. I'll take that back. I lied to you. We got to do it now because I'm going to have to go out of town to take care of this piece of
Okay.
business tomorrow. So I apologize. Let's do it now.
Okay, so we're on. So let's go forward. So
Good.
the first part of the call is to get an update from you, talk about what's working well, what's not working well, and what we need to kind of focus on.
Okay, go ahead. You want me to go?
So that's the backdrop. So on our last call, I got some information from you. You got the substantial client who's in the educational field. We talked about the business plan. We talked about the legal community that you're going after by way of niche markets and the local bar. We talked about educational and the community kind of niche, nonprofits and philanthropic services as a potential business niche. And then we talked about what you're targeting, clients that have $1 million or more. The minimum is 750,000. Your baseline productivity was around 350,000, and we discussed that we'd like to get 35 net new households, which amounts to 3 new clients per month.
Yeah, that actually, I was looking at that over the 4th of July holiday when I had some time to be quiet and look at stuff, and I thought, man, that's impossible. But that doesn't matter whether it's impossible or not. It felt impossible, and it was a little shocking to see that. But the bottom line is whether it's 1 million times 3 or 3 million times 1, I got to bring in a lot more assets and get on a pace of doing that regularly.
Okay. And we want to do it in a way that is not very stressful. So we're going to look at the client acquisition methodologies that we have in order to do it. So you've proven that you can go after and open up and establish relationships with those types of accounts. So now we need to look and see if the model of the business that we have can support you in doing that, which I think it can. Now, one of the things that I sent you, we'll go through that, but before we do, I wanted to make sure that I cover anything that's critical that's on your mind right now.
Okay. So I have, according to our conversations and the niche that one niche that I'm trying to pursue is I've been going to every bar function I can. And
okay.
So, like, this is several weeks back, but there was a picnic, lunchtime picnic. And I think that's all it was just hang out, you know. So a really cool part of downtown Raleigh, park-like atmosphere. I went to this picnic, met some cool people. And just trying to get immersed or integrated. And so another thing I did was this week I went to the monthly bar luncheon and met some very cool people. And then I'd given a tax talk to a local bar around, let's say it was January. And so I saw some connections I made there from local lawyers. And, you know, so as you know, if you're in a – you don't know anybody in a certain context, and then you start making little connections, and then the relationship process is you start reinforcing those relationships and building. So I got to do that, and, you know, it takes what I've never – what I used to not understand about situations like that is these things take a while to build. You know, it starts out at virtually nothing and then get more experience and more rapport and more affection, if you will, or trust, whatever. And you
yeah.
start thinking, yeah, I kind of like this. I kind of connect with this person. So that's working. I did something else bar-related that – I'm not putting my finger on right now, but that's all really good.
Okay.
And there's one little thing that was a little victory. Is a nonprofit I'm involved in. They pulled me in to like be a planned giving resource to go meet with this financial planner who was trying to figure out. He had a client who inherited some money, and the person from whom she inherited it was into this nonprofit that I'm into.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, I might have told you, they were trying to figure out, we weren't sure if they were trying to do some odd, complicated structure that the development team at the nonprofit doesn't quite understand. So bottom line is the maximum amount of the gift they were hoping for, in fact, was what they got, and they rightly or wrongly attribute they're getting the whole thing, the maximum possible amount. They attribute that partially to me, which
oh,
I really didn't have that much to do with it, but it doesn't matter. If they perceive that I helped and they got the gift, it's fine with me if they think I helped, you know. So I'm really feeling good about that, and more and more, like through the chaos, I'm running my mouth, but you there, Curtis?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry. the chaos this morning had to do with a newish client and expanding that relationship and building that relationship that's going really well. But I've been really busy this morning working on that couple who own a small manufacturing plant. And
okay.
So that was a really cool opportunity. And I rented my rental unit, and that's been a lot of chaos this week to get some things ironed out about that. So blah, blah, that's where I'm.
Okay.
But I did, one final thing is over the holiday, I did take time. I got all my Supernova stuff, and I started working on, you know, trying to clarify in my mind what is my mission, vision, and all that stuff that you told me to do.
Right.
Because I'm the kind of guy that if I'm not inspired by something, it can't be just about money. And so what I'm trying to do is, and I've got a new client I'm doing this with, is working on just focusing on the clients, designing a life that brings them happiness and joy, and just build the finances around that to support that. That sounds like super elementary and duh to you probably, but yet it inspires me to just articulate that and say I'm about happiness, and the finances are going to support the happiness.
Exactly. Well, I think, you know, if you translate that into kind of the vision is this end game in your practice. It's the dream. It's the hope. It's that point that we're trying to reach with our clients and help them reach that. And so what you just did is you just articulated in a few words the vision for your practice. You want to provide the happiness, the dream, and help people reach their aspirations. And in part, the financial component would support that. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to send this to you, what I wrote. And if we don't do anything more than this today, it's fine. But I wanted to get this to you.
Okay.
Can I send it to you real fast?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And so you're starting to chip away, you know, at your at the business plan template that that we sent you. Because what I'm wanting.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
What I want you to be able to do is go back, reference your plan, and it'll be in a state of evolution. So you're not going to, you know, write the plan and then it's going to stay, you know, the same. It's going to go through a period of evolution, okay, in your practice as your practice begins to change. So good for you. So I'll wait to...
Would you take a look at this? It's on its way.
Yeah, okay. Will do. I'll just wait.
Tell you one fun fact. Tonight, I'm going... So this martial arts gym I go to, there's a guy who actually was UFC, and so he's teaching a... they developed a new class. It's just self-defense. And so this cool guy who was a real live pro fighter, he's it's self-defense. So I'm going to go do that tonight. Sound fun, huh?
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
What was your thing? It wasn't kickboxing. What was your thing?
Well, you know, I studied Kenpo, K-E-N-P-O, for about 15 years. In 1977, I won the Las Vegas Grand National Karate Championships. And,
That's amazing.
I fought a guy by the name of Steve Fisher, and won the middleweight division and then went on to beat the heavyweight and the lightweight.
What?
To win that division.
Wow.
So after that was over, I ended up competing in the forms competition, you know, the katas, and I did one called Tiger and the Crane. And Tiger and the Crane probably has 350 movements, and I took a place in that. And then I did a weapons set called, which was a using a trident, a three-pronged staff. And I took third place in there. So that day I got a first place for the middleweight division, a grand championship trophy, the second place trophy in the forms competition, and the third place trophy in the weapons. So I was always trying to be an all-around martial artist that didn't just go to the tournaments and do the kind of the kickboxing stuff, but could really do the art in its purest forms as well. And so that's where I had a lot of fun, going to the internationals, going to down in Mexico and competing down there, Arizona, Colorado, all in Northern California, Southern California. So it was a lot
that's
of fun.
Super impressive.
Yeah, it was, but the thing that helped me do that is I had a school. And so we had four schools, which meant that I got to pretty much train every day, all day, and go to tournaments on the weekend. So,
wow. I don't even feel like I have time to train every day. But if I go twice a week, I'm feeling pretty good. So I went to a really good Muay Thai thing this week, and this will be the second class. But I'm looking forward to this guy because I got into it was more practical. Like, what if some guy tries to beat my ass downtown? That's all I wanted to know. But then I got kind of a little bit hooked on it.
Uh huh. My son does Muay Thai, and you know, he is very involved in the mixed martial arts, and that's kind of more of the evolution of where things have gone in martial arts now, you know, with a lot of folks involved in, you know, mixed martial arts and the fighting and Brazilian, you know, techniques. You know, I'm a little too beyond that stuff now in terms of my age. It's pretty physical.
Well, the Brazilian, I did a little bit of that. I broke a rib doing it, and I just realized that stuff is kind of complicated, and there's just so much time in the day, and it's not that I'm worried about getting hurt. It's just there's so many things you need to know to get even remotely competent, and I just don't know if I have time, but I'll get to it. Anyway, did you see that mission? What do you think?
Okay, so let's see here if it's come through. And did you send it to Supernova?
Well, I replied to your latest email.
Let's see. I'm going to refresh for a moment. So I didn't see.
You don't see an attachment, or you don't see an email?
Nope, not yet. I'm gonna. Sometimes things come onto my phone a little quicker, so I'm gonna just check that.
It's got the subject just says mission.
Okay. Yeah, nothing's come in yet.
Let me read it to you. Sorry to.
That's okay.
I know you got to go here. Let me find it real fast. It'll come through. But okay, the vision was, I think that's supposed to be pretty short. I said to change people's lives through careful financial planning and investment management. So that's an example of if it's not going to excite me, and it may sound over the top, but if it doesn't excite me, I'm not going to get moving.
Right. So let's say that we met at a cocktail party, and I say, what do you do? And
it's a tough question. I just commented that's a tough question, and I'm not sure. I'll try my best. Go ahead.
So I asked you, what do you do, Will? And your response is tied to your vision. We're going to get to the elevator pitch, hopefully by the next call. But you're going to start off and you're going to say, look, I work in an area where I try to help people change the lives and become the individuals that they want to become, supported by a strong financial base or something to that effect. So you've got to be able to articulate that business. So what do you mean by change people's lives? What does that mean?
Well, I'm going to go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm trying to role play and be natural and also think at the same time. But so really, we're hanging out at some kind of event, cocktail party, whatever. I'm going to try to be real and natural, and this may sound like crap, but this is me.
Okay.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm a really, I would say, a different kind of financial planner, because what's most important to me in relation to a client is I want to be an agent that helps people clarify, and this takes some work, help people clarify in their mind what enlivens them, what excites them, what gives their life meaning, and then build and then have them intentionally live that life and have their finances, my job, to help design their financial structure around them and underneath them so that they can live a life of energy, passion, and aliveness. That is what I do, and that's different. And it's what gets me going in the morning, and I found that's what gets clients going.
Okay. You are so on the right track. So I'd like to see you condense it. Help people realize their dreams, hopes, and aspirations so that they can sleep at night, so that they can feel good about what they're trying to accomplish. So I think you are about there. I've got your vision now. It came in to change people's lives through careful financial planning and investment management. That's the end game. I think that's good. And what I want you to determine is, what does that change in people's lives mean? And that should be one more sentence or an add-on. What does it mean to change people's lives?
Okay, I know you got to go. We're about done, but
until a quarter till. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to abuse your time, so.
No worries.
My bad. I was late, so I feel like I need to pay the price for that.
I can exercise some flexibility. I definitely want to do that. So I like your vision statement to change people's lives through careful financial planning and investment management.
Okay. While I'm grabbing this printed thing, could you look at that mission?
Okay, so now let's go to the mission. Okay, so as I read this, one of the things that you do is you help people define what happiness is. Okay?
Yeah.
You work with them to help them define what that truly means for them. Now, if they educated their children, they'd be pretty happy about that. If they were able to put themselves in a position to give philanthropically, they might be happy with that. So what you do is you're this catalyst that helps people find what that happiness really means to them. Okay. So what I think you have to do with the mission is break it down into 4 bullets, maybe 5 at the most, but just bullets of what you're trying to do. Now, I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to send you something back that supports what you have written, and have you take a look at that, and then you can email me back and tell me what you think, okay? But I think you're off to a great start. It's your expanded mission. Now, you've got to have this ready so that you could plug it into the website, have it go into with a photograph of you, and underneath has your vision and your mission. And so it's got to be in a readable form and a way that compliance would approve.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've already thought of that C word, compliance, and this is getting pretty woo-woo. I don't know about compliance is not going to jump down your collar at a cocktail party, but they will jump down your collar about the website. So, I don't know how much, if any, of this stuff will fly, but
you can use. I've seen these things all over the place at so many firms. So, let me try to interpret what you have and see if I can help you with what you've already written, not to change the theme of what you're doing, but to, you know, just kind of break it down into something that's a little more concise. And I'll send it to you, and you can tell me what you think. Okay?
Well, yeah, and part of what I was doing is this is thinking out loud.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know, with what I wrote here, it's like I'm by myself in my office with time on my hands over the holiday.
Yeah.
And I'm just like riffing a little bit, saying, you know, okay, if I'm on, I got to be emotionally inspired, or I'm not going to do what's necessary. But so if I'm not, like, whether it's running or working out at the gym or anything, if I'm not emotionally excited, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do it. And it's going to be a chore, and I'm going to be beating myself, trying to beat myself on the back with a stick to do what's necessary. But if I'm inspired, I will freaking kill myself trying to do what needs to be done. So that part of this, I hear what you're saying. You're saying if it's going to be in writing, you got to get it way tighter and way compliance passable. But on the other hand, I can have my own riffing version. So if it's at some, if I'm in a context and somebody wants to get into this conversation in the cocktail party, I found that not everybody wants to do it. Half the people are going to think I'm totally full of shit, and other people might think, man, this is a cool concept. I want to talk about this. Or, you know, and then if let's say I get known as, you know, to a degree, what I'm trying to do is, you know this, I know this, our business in some aspects is getting commoditized. I had somebody the other day saying, what do you think about this robo thing? Isn't that good enough? And so his wife was with me. I took him to lunch, but she works in a divorce law firm.
Okay.
And I'm trying to network with them. So they were the whole concept. This is a lay person. This is not, somebody not even in my industry. What do you think about this robo thing? So I went through this whole thing of why – you know, people need a human relationship to guide them. Robo algorithm is not going to, it's just not going to get, it's to a degree useful, but it's not enough. And, but I was getting, and so if I can get inspired and have a litany of stories as why robo doesn't really work as a financial planning tool, then I'll feel inspired, they can feel and get inspired, and they can also go out in the community and say, damn, you need to go talk to this Will dude, man, he's life-changing or whatever. And they go, what? You know, that's who I want to be, that people spontaneously want to go around the community saying, you need a financial planner? Let me tell you about this dude.
Okay. Now, you know what you've just done? You've just really began to set in motion how you are going to differentiate yourself against everybody else, right? So that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to differentiate yourself so that you can't be commoditized, okay? So
yes.
I think you're off to an excellent start. There's some key words in here, you know, that you have in there. You know, your belief in life, happy and fulfilled, achieving, you know, some kind of purpose. You know, I think that, you know, clarity, you know, you've got a lot of you know, words in here that are going to resonate. So the theme shouldn't change in terms of your mission. And that's what's going to differentiate you. So we're just going to work on it just a bit. I'm going to send something back to you, you know, in several days. And then you can, you know, move beyond vision and mission and get into some of the other elements of your plan. Okay?
Yeah, and one final sentence is a lot of times I think this is all a bunch of trite baloney nonsense that you kind of have to do. But in my case, it's not, because I know myself well enough, because I used to be, you know, serious runner, and I still run, but I kind of turn my attention to martial arts. But I know if I'm like inspired, I'm gonna break 7 minutes a mile. When I was younger, it's 6 minutes. You know, it's then how far below 6 minutes I can do on a race, you know, but I can get all charged up and kill myself to do the process, which doing the process is the only way you're ever going to get anything important done. So I'm just saying, in my case, this mission stuff is, it's not a bunch of baloney, because it's going to be the engine that's going to get me to do the hard stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's basically, it's starting with, you know, kind of, you know, creating your belief system and how you translate that to, you know, clients and prospects and business development. So, you know, once you fortify that, you know that every time you approach a client, it's with some basic values that you're imparting that are the basis for how you work. So, good job. Good job. I want to commend you for getting started on that. Okay. We're about out of time here. I got to get ready for another call.
Sure.
I'm going to work a little bit on this. I'll send you something back, and then we can go back and forth via email. And then I look forward to another discussion on our next call as you kind of start to build your business plan and strategy.
Yes,
okay?
And thanks a million. Sorry about today, but
it
is what it is. Thanks, dude.
You're good. You're a thoughtful guy, and I appreciate you, and I look forward to our next call.
Have a great day and weekend.
All righty, you do the same. Bye-bye.